open wound.
Okay. Now, a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. Do you know anything about that?
That's burned out the wound?
Uh-huh.
Flower fresh, they call it.
What?
Flower fresh.
Well, that was one on me. I never heard that before, but you knew the answer. You were a doctor too one time, weren't you? You've been everything. Proud flesh. I never heard. Why would they call it that?
I don't know.
How do you burn it out?
I think I got some kind of something going it that way.
Oh. If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection? It's a red looking stuff.
Oh, you put Coricomb or something like that on it.
All right. Now, Mercurochrome is red, but it doesn't sting. Now, this is another thing you keep in the medicine cabinet. It stings. Do you know what that is?
Tintin, liniment.
It's red looking, though. Put it on like you do Mercurochrome.
I can't think of the name of it.
I All right. It used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria. Do you know what this is?
A tonic for malaria?
Uh-huh. It's some kind of pills you take for fever.
You take a capsule?
Yeah, but what kind of, you know, people used to buy them in the store. They're white.
Tablet.
Yeah, but they got bitter powder in them. What, they used to take them for a cold.
They call them capsules, or cold powder.
But what kind are they? They're little white capsules.
Little white pills for a cold.
All right, now, okay. This is more for people who drink. This is a tonic. This is the kind of capsule I'm trying to get you. They drink it in gin.
Drink it in gin?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, this pill I'm talking about has the same name.
Gin?
No, it's a little old bitty pill. I think people used to say it make it hard of hearing when you take it. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't call
Little old white.
Iodine?
Not iodine, but what? It sounds like that, but it's not iodine.
Cocaine?
No. Call one more. It's got a name somewhat like that.
Cocaine? I can't think of the name.
Quai. If I say quai, would that mean anything?
Quinine.
All right. if a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he did what?
A terrible wound. That shot off a man.
All right. The doctor did everything he could, but he...
Doctor did everything he could to save her. He couldn't do him any good. It's too late.
He still did what?
Still died.
She's been living all alone ever since her husband...
passed.
Okay. Any crude, humorous way of saying died? Do you know any crude terms?
Died? Cruel death.
What about kick the bucket? You
kick the bucket.
All right. I'm glad, suppose you say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally, some crude terms.
Old skin flint, what do you mean, some
finally somebody died? You don't like, yeah. Finally, not died, another word for died.
I'm glad it finally passed out.
Okay. I don't know, I don't know what he died
with.
He's been dead a week and nobody yet figured out what he...
What's wrong with him? Where you hang?
All right. A place where people are buried. What do you call that?
I call it a cemetery, graveyard, or the potter's field.
What?
Potter's field.
All right. That's all here. And you know all the answers. what's a burying plot?
I should call that the lot that's buried by lot buried. Grave. Okay. The grave.
All right. Now, the box that people are buried in, what do you call that?
I call that the coffin casket. Some of them vault.
Have you ever heard of pinto?
Yeah, pinto is a little sharp box, you know, and much too cheap.
Cheap. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when people don't have much money.
Yeah.
He was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
What is the ceremony at the cemetery called?
Ceremony at the cemetery, when you're buried in the dead.
Uh-huh. What is that called?